Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Death and destruction continues in Ukraine as Russian soldiers continue their quest across Europe's second largest country. The latest victim is Europe's largest nuclear power plant, attacked by Russian bombs overnight. David Nichols is with South Africa's Nuclear Energy Corporation and describes the power plant's characteristics on ENCA News.
I cannot believe somebody is actually going to directly target the reactor. What you'd be doing is at best trying to knock out the auxiliaries around it, which would cause the plant potentially to lose cooling, which would be very similar in that sense to the Three Mile Island accident in 1979 in the USA.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is now in control by Russian soldiers. Florida Senate passed a bill last night, 23-15, to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With inflation and gas prices striking hard on American wallets, what is Washington going to do about this crisis?
With Americans continuing to get pounded at the gas pump, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked in her daily news conference what the president is going to do about it.
The president is quite focused on making sure that we are taking steps to reduce the impact, to ensure there's supply necessary out there. Obviously, tapping the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is part of that, engaging with global partners around the world who may be big global suppliers about putting more oil in the system.
AAA is now reporting the national average at $3.73 a gallon. That's up 8 cents from just yesterday, 32 cents from a month ago, and over a dollar 12 months ago. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina introduced a resolution Wednesday calling for an international court to investigate Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today marks the day the moon becomes a target for space junk, thrown away like a fast food wrapper when driving down the highway. In a display of cosmic littering, a wayward rocket body will crash into the far side of the moon on Friday, marking the first time that a piece of space junk has accidentally struck the lunar surface. The booster rocket China and the United States argue is each other's, and traveling at more than 5,500 miles per hour, is predicted to slam into the Hertzsprung crater at 12:25 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, though the precise time and location are unclear, as it is the dark side of the moon. Election issues in Wisconsin has revealed quite a few details that broke the law in the 2020 general election. Tim Berg reports.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
When it's all put together, NASA's Europa Clipper will be as large as an SUV with solar arrays long enough to span a basketball court. All the better to help power the spacecraft during its journey to Jupiter's icy moon Europa. The launch is expected in late 2024. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, Bill.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. I want to read a couple of paragraphs from Gary Bauer's just-released daily newsletter. It's titled, What If? What if all the terrible scenes of suffering coming out of Ukraine, it's hard to imagine that anything good could possibly result from this tragedy, but what if naive Europeans who bought into the idea that sovereignty no longer mattered and that war was a relic of the past suddenly realized that peace comes through strength and start to provide for their own defense with serious investments, as Trump urged them to do? What if our youth, the least patriotic generation in history, seeing the patriotism of young Ukrainians, come to reject the hate America left and experience a rebirth of patriotism themselves? What if many liberals, seeing the courageous Ukrainian people taking up arms to defend their homes against foreign invaders, rethink their anti-Second Amendment views? What if Americans and Europeans, seeing the result or the resolute faith of the Orthodox Christian Ukrainians, come to realize how important that faith is to the survival of the Western world? What if the youth of Europe and the United States, many obsessed with TikTok and selfies, see all these images pouring out of Ukraine and start to realize what's really important in life? Faith, family, and freedom. Just something to pray about from our good friend Gary Bauer. With us right now, Horace Cooper, legal analyst, former constitutional professor, and he's here with us right now. Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. It's always great to come on the program.
Well, what did you think of Gary's statement there? You know, we could only hope that out of this mess there could be something redemptive that could come out of this. Seeing is believing, even though there'd be a narrative out there that's flying around, the propaganda. I mean, you and I grew up where propaganda was the big word. Now we're in this information age that we're so pounded with information. We have got to raise our discernment levels or we're going to be fooled.
Well, there is no doubt that the unbelievable atrocities that are being committed are shocking to the conscience. They cause people who have any sort of moral idea of how people should interact with other human beings to stand up and notice. And the fact that we are seeing overwhelmingly Americans recognize this, that's a good thing. It is sad to me that it requires this kind of horror in order to get people to recognize that a free people have a right to stay free, and it in many instances requires them to act themselves. You know, Russia is not a place where freedom reigns. I am not a Russia hater. I am not a person that believes that the embodiment of all problems on planet Earth start with Russia. But I will say that if I were a citizen in Russia, I would believe that government does not cherish my input, my right to influence the process. So Gary is correct that what he notices, and the as I say, the really significant issue is that it really takes these types of atrocities before we see Americans step away from watching TikTok videos and playing on Facebook and Instagram games to see their real bad events that happen on planet Earth and the responsibility of humans themselves to see to it that they're not under misrule.
Well, it's not that America is the be-all and end-all, Horace, but I think you would admit that America has lost sight of its priorities. I mean, we have given the mantle. We've been given the mantle of peace. Like it or not, I know some people say, well, we're not the police of the world. Well, we're not the police of the world. I get that. But we are an example of peace, or at least we should be with our history and everything. But we've taken our eye off the ball. I mean, when we're more concerned about pronouns critical race theory and all this other stuff, we're missing the priority. This is why you and I have talked about this. We said we've got to come back to principles, do we not?
That's exactly right. Well, that's what I'm getting at, is that we were captivated by the cancel culture. We were more interested in separating among ourselves than seeing what the real principles are at stake. So I explain that I am not a Russia hater. I'm not a Russia fan either. I am a person who believed the same thing that I believed in Afghanistan and the same thing that I believed in Iraq. And that is, it is the responsibility of the residents who live in a community to say to themselves they are going to be the ones ultimately responsible for what goes on. Can America help? Yes, America can help. But America isn't supposed to be the primary agent, for the freedom that takes place in a given country any more than other countries are supposed to be the primary agents of freedom in our country. But we see this horror just as we saw Canada, which all Americans had thought they are safe, they're easy, they're simple, and yet we watched the cancel culture go beyond any level of danger in destroying the truck convoy in a way that's completely and totally inconsistent with Canadian values. What we need to remember is that people are watching us. People see us as a model, and they don't realize when we're busy denouncing the Second Amendment that they too may need to have at some point the right to protect themselves. When they see us denouncing free speech and criticism of our own government, they think that they shouldn't be concerned about doing the same in their country. Right now, it is a crime. You could get 10 years in prison for protesting in Russia if you disagree with their decision to invade Ukraine. It's not our fault, but what role and model have we set by not being faithfully committed to free speech in America?
Exactly.
What role and model have we been setting? So Gary offers up a very, very critical insight. I have said for a long time, America is the most generous, the most kind, the most capable. We support missionaries. We support charity in a way privately. I'm not talking about our government, privately. The actions of millions of Americans exceeds every other country's actual government donations but Japan. That's a sign of who we are, and that's the kind of thing that we need to remain cognizant of. So, yes, atrocities, these are awful, but they should cause us to continue to reaffirm the greatness of what our founders gave us. Let's model that out and let other countries see it and then do it too.
And we have to know when we need to be there to support said objective, Horace, and not just sit on the sidelines and tell people, well, I'm praying for that. I mean, you know, I with all due respect, I believe that especially this matter in Ukraine deserves something more than just the casual, I'm praying for that. And I hear that more casually than seriously. We've got more from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for Silver Solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For those of you that are hearing a replay, we're live, as I say, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We thank you for joining us. Be aware, for more information, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. Horace Cooper continues with us. He's the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. And as Horace was saying earlier, look, we've got to get our own house in order. It has been a mess for a long time. And guess what? We're not fooling anybody. You know, you can have what say whatever you want to say about the 2020 elections. Guess what? People overseas are antagonists. They know exactly what's going on. They know exactly who's dirty. Because guess what? They've been giving them money. They've been paying them through the back door, Horace, and they have been, as Peter Schweitzer so brilliantly stated it, is that they have been elite captured. And we're not talking just here and there. I mean, we're talking the names. Nancy Pelosi and her family. John Brennan. Mitch McConnell. There's been entertainment figures, basketball players. I mean, the list is on. It is significant. We know that our universities have been assaulted, and they've been not only assaulted, but let's just say they've been, they've been attacked from the inside out, in a sense that the Confucius Institute is controlling and doing everything they can to control what's happening on campuses, the narrative there, and if there's any information that could be a benefit to the Chinese, guess what? It gets back to China, and so they are sponges of information and doing everything they can to steal any kind of asset from us. And here we are. We're asleep at the wheel. And as you mentioned brilliantly in the first segment here, is that we've lost our connection with morality. And that is probably the biggest offense, because where we could be, and we were, as Ronald Reagan said, that light on a shining hill, Horace, that light seems rather dim these days. And I'm afraid it may get snuffed out.
Well, I am hopeful that the that we see Americans expressing causes them to reinvigorate themselves to the commitment to the principles of our Declaration of Independence. It is very much a challenge when the despots of the world come to us and throw the phony disputes and debates that we've been having over nothing. America is founded on the principle that every citizen is equal before the law. Black Lives Matter tries to throw that principle out. And guess what? The despots are watching, and they throw it in our face that we don't, quote, live up to our own definitions. Now, they're using the phony modern definitions that the left has used to indict America, but they use it to justify their mistreatment of their own people. It is the responsibility of the people of Iraq. They can ask us for help, but it is the responsibility of the people of Iraq to get rid of bad leaders, leaders that misrule. The same is true in Afghanistan. The same is true in Russia. We owe mankind the willingness to voice and also to provide support for those causes and those claims. What we don't owe and what we shouldn't do is decide that you're not going to clean up your house, but we are going to come from thousands of miles away, and we're going to do it for you. That makes us no better than the despots that are in ruling now. There are horror, there's atrocity, and we all ought to wake up in America, recognize, yes, this deviates from God's idea of how one man is supposed to treat another man. What are our responsibilities, and how are we to act? We must start at home, being better in that regard, and we must be willing to, as I say, give voice and material support to those concerned globally, wherever they happen.
Exactly. And the interesting thing, as you say, here's these young people – that in Russia, with the threat of 10 to 20 years of imprisonment for, you know, a public display, any kind of civil disorder, you can't pass go, collect $200, you're going straight to jail for 10 to 20 years that's taking place. And as you mentioned, and Dr. Was our interview that we had yesterday with Dr. Anna Borshevskaya, she said clearly the reason all this is happening, to your point, again, she's in agreement with you on this, is that America's checked out. I mean, you know, now there's reports, you were just telling me, that the BBC is starting to broadcast into Russia. There were other entities, other American programs that used to broadcast into Russia that stopped doing this. I mean, you can't allow that void to happen. That happens, and then you've got Putin coming on with his narrative that was just absolutely incredible, how he tried to rewrite history, and there was no pushback because they've got full control. But now with, you know, the BBC coming into Russia, with people already instinctively knowing, you know, to your point here, because what they're fighting against, Horace, is their God-made conscience that is written, right. It's embedded in our Declaration of Independence. It says the laws of nature and nature's God, right? And you can't kick, you can only kick so long against those goads, because the truth of God and the laws of God come screaming at you, and you can pay me now or pay me later.
That's exactly right. But when we're busy engaging in our own cancel culture, you know, this president decided that our borders were not relevant, were not important. In the middle of a pandemic, I don't care where people come down, they want a shot, they don't want a shot, they want a vaccine passport, they don't want a vaccine passport. Why would you let nearly a million people cross over the border without any awareness of what exposure they might bring?
Right.
And now, another.
And not to mention all the opioids and the drugs that are coming and killing our people too. So,
absolutely.
Oh, by the way.
Now,
yeah.
Another country thousands of miles away runs roughshod over a border. Now we get it. We must reaffirm the principles of our Constitution here at home, and it's and, not or, and give voice and material support to the injustice that happens abroad. But that is not our boys going in and liberating. It is our families agreeing to give support. Now, I am going to tell you that there are thousands of Americans who have voluntarily chosen to go work as military contractors in Ukraine to help the Ukrainian people. I say God bless them.
Yes.
This is not conscription. This is not they're ordered. This is a choice that they have made to respond to injustice. But you can do other things too. You can use financial support. You can actually insist that if you have relatives or friends in other countries, that they engage in support and assistance for this cause. This atrocity is real, but it only reaffirms our need in this country for us to recognize we have freedoms, we have liberties. They are not to be taken for granted. They must be fought for every day.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, did you see how much money they've raised in Bitcoin to help Ukraine?
I have not seen that, but that's the size 50, of what America is.
Exactly. $54 million in Bitcoin donations have poured in to support the war against Russia to Ukraine.
That's the sign of who we are. That's the kind of people that we are, and that's who we need to be. The shame is that all of the kinds of things that we're doing now, our leaders could have been encouraging us to do this before the invasion. Fortify Ukraine.
Well,
give them the help and the rhetorical assistance that they needed when they could use it most productively.
You see, this is a lesson, opportunity here for the voters to understand what leadership is, Horace Cooper, because what we're seeing clearly is the absence of leadership. Leadership is not from behind, it's in front, it's in advance.
That's right.
You have to anticipate all this stuff, and we knew they were lined up on the border of Ukraine for how many months, and we just, you know, sitting here waiting. And now, you know, again, you can pay me now or pay me later. The now is always cheaper, the later much more expensive. And here we are, you know, as the collateral damage continues to mount up. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, and Project 21 co-chair. Thank you, Horace. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Start me off.
This report is sponsored by Kia America. Severe winter weather can be dangerous for travelers. Storms and poor road conditions are a factor in nearly 500,000 crashes, according to research by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. With 70% of Americans living in places that experience adverse weather conditions during the winter months, vehicle maintenance is key. Be sure to test your battery, as power drops along with the temperature, check wiper blades, and add fluid rated for negative 30 degrees to keep windshields clear of ice and snow. And keep your tank as full as possible to avoid a gas line freeze. James Bell is the head of corporate communications at Kia America.
The best way to avoid accidents caused by winter weather is, of course, to stay off the road. But sometimes travel is necessary. If you must go out, make sure to remove all snow and ice from all windows, as well as the hood, roof, and trunk. This helps the visibility and eliminates any snow or ice dislodging from one vehicle and hitting another. And take it easy. Excessive speed and icy roads just don't mix. Schedule extra time for travel and keep extra distance between vehicles.
To learn more, visit Kia.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Death and destruction continues in Ukraine as Russian soldiers continue their quest across Europe's second largest country. The latest victim is Europe's largest nuclear power plant, attacked by Russian bombs overnight. David Nichols is with South Africa's Nuclear Energy Corporation and describes the power plant's characteristics on ENCA News.
I cannot believe somebody is actually going to directly target the reactor. What you'd be doing is at best trying to knock out the auxiliaries around it, which would cause the plant potentially to lose cooling, which would be very similar in that sense to the Three Mile Island accident in 1979 in the USA.
The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is now in control by Russian soldiers. Florida Senate passed a bill last night, 23-15, to ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign the bill. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and I like what Max Lucado wrote in his new book, 316. He says, the age of information is the age of confusion. Much know-how, hardly any know-why. Think about that, huh? Much know-how, hardly any know-why. This is the information age in which we live in. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. He's the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I thought about you. We just, surpassed the 10th anniversary of the racial hoax of hoaxes that got it all started. Black Lives Matter and the career of one Benjamin Crump.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Crump is he's become kind of the icon in this space, pretty much in the way Al Sharpton was in the 1980s, where someone gets shot by the police or roughed up in an interracial fight with a white or Hispanic guy, you can pretty much be sure that Attorney Crump is going to pop up on the scene. So yeah, I mean we've seen. I don't know if we're quite at 10 years yet. I mean you'd have to date that back even before Trayvon Martin. But BLM, they're over $10 billion in donations. I mean they've been a presence on the scene for a while. And we'll see how long that can continue. I think people are starting to unpack the numbers under that now.
Yeah, well, according to the release, I think it was in February, 10 years ago, so that would put it back to 2012 with Trayvon Martin and you know, the Trayvon Martin case, where it all began.
Oh, so
and of course,
10 years ago, okay.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. I thought, oh my gosh, is it 10 years? But when you go back and, as you say, and you look at the genesis of this, I mean, how many people were murdered after that in the name of Trayvon Martin? And you got Benjamin Crump lying, you know, to the courts, putting in a false witness, and how this guy has not been disbarred to this day is unbelievable. But again, it just shows you the power of the race card, does it not?
Yeah, well, the Trayvon Martin case itself, I think, was kind of the first example of a genre, because there was a story that was presented by radical lawyers and by the media, I think this is fair to say, that bore no resemblance to what happened. The general take, and I think this is how most people still think of the situation, was that this white neighborhood watchman, and a conservative lunatic, no doubt, was stalking this young black kid for no reason, and they got...
Excuse me, let me interrupt you for just a second. They said he was a white Mexican. I had to call my mother. I had to call my mother for a definition. I said, Mom, you know, you're from Mexico. What's a white Mexican? She just laughed. She said, what are you talking about? You're local. You're crazy. Oh, but go ahead.
You might hear someone say weto on occasion, but I mean, no, yeah, the whole story was just complete nonsense. Yeah, Trayvon Martin, Zorg Zimmerman was a white Mexican-American, Hispanic, or whatever it was. Right. But yeah, the idea was that this guy was stalking this innocent kid. All he had was a bottle of... been a bottle of pop and some Skittles and so on down the line, and he killed him. The reality is very different. I mean, George Zimmerman was Hispanic. His dad's white, but his mom's Afro-Latino. If you look at him, he's obviously a Spanish guy. He speaks fluent Spanish. And there'd been a series of burglaries in this neighborhood, and Trayvon Martin, who very likely was involved, I mean, they had a number of arrests and issues at school for this sort of thing, was walking through the area. Zimmerman sees him, asks him where he's going. They kind of argue for a minute or two, and that's it. Zimmerman stops, calls the police. Martin apparently doubles back and punches Zimmerman, and the two guys, Trayvon Martin's 17, these two essentially men, get into a violent physical fight, and Zimmerman's on the ground, he's getting his head pounded into the pavement, and he fires one shot from a firearm and kills Martin. The entire racial narrative that this was an attempt to lynch or murder a black man, all of that, that was drummed up by Crump and by the people that run Martin's team.
And Barack Obama didn't help either. He said, this could be my son, right?
If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. This, by the way, was Barack Obama's big failure for me. I mean, Barack Obama was the first black president. And by this point, you're talking about 2008, 2010, you know, 50, 60 years since the old racial clashes of the civil rights movement. Obama had a real chance to say, let's put this race stuff behind us for the moment and move forward on class or health care, whatever his priority was, even as a man to the left. But he didn't. He took this sort of moment over and over to say things like, if I had a boy, he'd look like Trayvon. And that's just not true. Like, Barack Obama, who's an upper-middle-class Harvard man, had a kid, I don't think he'd be walking around in a hoodie getting involved in scuffles at 1 a.m. It's just a sympathy-grabbing line saying, you know, I'm still a minority man. And, right. Yeah, that was one of the things that brought more national attention on the case. And so all this went on for a while. And there actually, I mean, I think this is what you were referring to. You said that a lot of this comes close to being a hoax. There's a book, The Trayvon Hoax, that points out that there's a lot of questionable legal stuff that went on during the case. People have argued that the defense team put essentially a fake witness on the stand, posing as Trayvon Martin's girlfriend. The actual girlfriend proved to be very difficult to track down. There's all sorts of chicanery that's going on here. But at any rate, Zimmerman obviously finally was acquitted. But I don't think that would happen today, frankly. But that was the first of these cases, these sort of white and black guys fighting in the street, and this becomes a national story, legal matters.
Yeah, it was a wonder, you know, to your point. They didn't want to really find Trayvon's girlfriend. Benjamin Crump came up with one, but Joel Gilbert, who you know as well, who produced a documentary about all this, found the real girlfriend and was able to ascertain all the emails. I mean, there was a profuse number of emails between these two, and there was no way the witness that Benjamin Crump had put up on the stage stand to play the role of the girl, the real girlfriend, there was no way. I mean, just from intellect. I mean, you've got a girl on her way to college. I don't know where she is right now, but it looked like she had a bright future ahead of her. And hopefully she's been able to realize that. And this other girl who was obviously her IQ was quite a bit lower and deficient. And there was no way that that you could put these two together. But Benjamin Crump did. This is the big lie and the hoax that he perpetrated as an attorney. That's why I'm saying I'm surprised he wasn't sanctioned and that he wasn't disbarred.
Well, I think that gets into almost the different information world that you have on the right and left, and sometimes in white and black communities. So I don't think most people are aware that almost certainly took place. I mean, Crump certainly hasn't admitted it. Yeah, the argument in the Trayvon hoax book is that Trayvon Martin's actual girlfriend was on the phone communicating with him while some of this was going on, and would have been honestly a fairly unsympathetic witness. I mean, she was going on to, I believe, paralegal studies first, then law school. She'd heard the entire exchange. She was also familiar with some of the things Martin had done in his own personal life. So she didn't really want to take the stand. It probably wouldn't have been a huge plus for the defense. So the argument is that they subbed her out, essentially. Her cousin, who, the humor in this is that this person looks nothing like her. I mean, different physical features, 80 to 100 pounds heavier, definitely not headed to law school, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. That became the famous kind of witness for Trayvon, who said things like, you know, Trayvon was my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. It's questionable, at least, whether that was even the case. But yeah, I think that beyond the tricks that local lawyers use with one another, because that's what Crump was at the time. He was a local defense attorney. He was pretty good in traffic cases and so on. One of the big issue here for me is, as always, kind of media presentation of this. Because this was another sort of Rodney King situation where the major television networks were sort of running edited versions of things like the Zimmerman 911 call, which I'm not sure how they even obtained. But cutting this to make it sound like, at one point Zimmerman says, he's black. You know, I'm following a guy and he's black. That cuts out the fact, one, Zimmerman himself is a minority, but two, a question immediately before that had been asked, what's the suspect? We've got a diverse range of, you know, criminals down there. Is it a white guy, Hispanic guy, African-American guy?
Right.
But from that came a story.
Exactly. Well, and that's the way it's been ever since on steroids, because then we get Michael Brown with Hands Up, Don't Shoot, and the whole narratives continue. And meanwhile, Dr. Riley, you and I continue to be frustrated because we can't unify. And here are the president, and we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You know, during his State of the Union, is calling for unity in one sentence, and in the next sentence is maligning people in such a way that it makes it really difficult to want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with you. Just saying. We've got more from Dr. Wilford Riley. Stay with us.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three.
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken, and we're short staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Well, as we're wrapping up the first segment, we kind of transitioned into this opportunity of unity. And I saw again what happened at the State of the Union as a lost opportunity of one President Joe Biden. What did you think?
Well, I mean, first of all, Joe Biden does kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde routine with this unity talk. I mean, where he'll say things like, we're all together on COVID, and although I'm not generally a Democratic voter, I'll say, you know, okay, yeah, Prez, that makes sense. And then he'll say, his actual quote was something like, it's going to be a long winter of sickness and death in these unvaccinated regions of the country. Like, it's, this he vacillates really strongly between dramatic extremes here. So the State of the Union, I mean, a couple thoughts. One, he did this routine where he said, you know, I'm a centrist Democrat, I'm an experienced leader, let's get together. But a couple problems there. One, he didn't spend a lot of time discussing the actual State of the Union, which is pretty bad right now. I mean, obviously, we're still the highest performing country in the world, but, you know, inflation is at Jimmy Carter levels. We've seen, you might correct these figures, but a 400% increase in illegal immigration. Crime is back up to that sort of 1990s peak. We had 20,000 homicides last year. We pulled out of Afghanistan. You can support the Afghan war or not, but that wasn't done exceptionally well, speaking as a pro in that field. I mean, now we're looking at a major war in Ukraine. There are attempts to shift the blame for this to sort of Donald Trump or even earlier presidents. But the obvious reality is that war wasn't launched under Donald Trump or earlier presidents. I mean, people had plenty of opportunities under Trump or Obama or Bush. They took Putin, took them now. So Biden had to try to avoid talking about that because he can't lead with, well, I've lost two wars and gas is $5 a gallon.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's a lot of talk about we're gonna fight cancer back and all this sort of thing. That was my first critique. Maybe if he does that, that'll redeem his presidency. If we, you know, quadruple cancer funding and real progress is made, but that's all hypothetical. That's all down the road. The other thing is that the more solid policy objectives that he tossed out are mostly things that kind of the business right has been talking about for
exactly. years. My thought almost, Will, I got to tell you, I said, what happened? Did the weekend before, did he go hang out with the conservatives out at CPAC in Orlando in the back room and picked up some of the talking notes and then interjected them into a State of the Union? I was going, where did this come from?
No, but I mean, like, Jane, my fiance, literally broke out laughing during the section where he said what we need to do with our border is staunchly protect that. I mean, we need a sensor network across the entire border on... So, I mean, you could even make jokes like, you know, what do you call a sensor network mounted on top of an 8-foot fence? But, I mean, he's talking about this, armed agents at the border. The next line after that, I believe, is we need to refund our police. You sure? Somebody needs to go to training, but we need to increase police budgets. You know, let's stop the COVID theater. You know, the COVID's almost over. Take those masks off. The whole end of the speech, like the goals, was stuff that you wouldn't have been surprised to hear Bush say, I mean, or Trump say.
Exactly. Well, Trump had said it before, and that speech got torn up by Nancy Pelosi, right?
Well, yeah, that's funny. Yeah, Pelosi. And Pelosi had a couple of classic Pelosi moments here, too. I mean, they were talking at one point about soldiers, fighting men injured by burn pits, and Pelosi, like, did a little dance. I mean, these people are often, there's an old description of politics as Hollywood for ugly people. But a lot of these people are just extremely awkward. You know, I identify as a nerd myself. But, I mean, the kind of geek community members, and they express that at these big public events. But anyway, I thought Biden's speech contained some, even coming from the other team, potentially useful future goals. But I think he avoided talking about all the crap that's going on right now, most of which is his fault. So it's kind of doing the best you can with a bad hand in poker terms. But that was my take.
But here's some obvious ones. Okay, first of all, you come to this event, and nobody's wearing masks, and you don't even make an announcement that, you know, mask mandates are done. We're done. You know, let's burn up the. Let's have cut to a scene of a mask bonfire outside of the Capitol. You know, and let's put that behind us. Where, you know, however way you want to frame it. I mean, because there were some obvious transactional things that he could have responded to. That was number one. Number two, he spent all this time on Ukraine. Almost in a sense, I started to get a little uncomfortable because I thought, is this guy trying to steal a little bit of the honor of, you know, President Zelensky and the Ukrainians? And then his response is, which could have been, I mean, here it is. We know that it's all about oil with Putin. That is the leverage point. And here we've got inflation. Gas is through the roof. We've got people in the Northeast that are suffering, paying utility bills that are just pulverizing them because of the cost of fuel right now. And all he had to do was move a little bit and just say, look it, we have got to open up the spigots. We're going to drill, baby, drill. We're not going to, you know, we're going to be responsible. We're not going to totally ignore, what we've been doing in terms of stewarding the land, which wasn't done. I mean, you know, it wasn't like you could say Donald Trump did and that he was irresponsible or the oil company has been. They've been very, very responsible about doing this thing. This is how fracking came about. It's been, you know, when you get cooperation, you can get advancements that are very safe and are productive. But there was these simple transactional things that, boy, would have had everybody on their feet and, you know, and the numbers. I mean, even though, you know, even CBS did a poll and they came out and they said, well, 80% of the people loved and approved of the State of the Union. But fortunately, they kind of held on to some credibility because in the next paragraph they said, but you have to remember, most of the people that are polled are people who watch that are from his party. So those numbers are always consistent because the Democrats are always somewhere between 70-80% approval of Joe Biden no matter what, right? But these talking heads go, they go run away. And they go, well, 80% of the people, well, no, it's 80% of the Democrats, not 80% of the people. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, so there are a couple points there. I mean, one, obviously, it's very easy to play numbers games with poll data. So, I mean, yeah, your summary is pretty much correct. The people that watch the State of the Union are highly politically active people that slant 60%+ toward the sitting president's party. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you often see figures like this. I mean, I mentioned Bush earlier in the conversation. Like 2 days after 9/11, he had an 85% approval rating.
Exactly.
I mean, so mean, I noticed he had to swing back into the woke stuff about abortion with some crazy name like maternity care. Later in the speech and so on down the line. So I think that's the barrier on doing this. At a deeper and serious, more serious level, I think that one of the major subtle problems that's been caused by kind of the college kid left for the West, because this is true in Germany, this is true in France, but is the limited focus on relatively clean oil, fracking, even nuclear power that we've seen for decades, really, if you're talking about nukes, in favor of these ideas like we're going to build a lot of big windmills. I mean, I've actually studied this because I'm an investor. It's not as dumb as it sounds, but that's never going to provide more than like 10-15% of America's energy infrastructure. So exactly. We have to admit that until we fire up the fusion generators or whatever we have in the future, we're going to have to use nuke, we're going to have to use natural gas, so on down the line. So all of this, ignoring this reality, is just a distraction. Like, when we don't drill for oil, we buy it from the Ruskies. That's it. We're not, it's not actually, you know, unicorn farts and so on that are powering electric cars. So that, I just think Biden didn't think the Democrats wanted to listen to that, too. And by the way, this last line, this is why the squad response to the State of the Union was actually pretty good. I still have a few radical buddies from the old neighborhood. I mean, people were saying, you know, what they said was actually on point. Like, we don't want a 20% increase in police budgets on the radical left. So I think Biden staked out kind of that centrist Bill Clinton Democrat path. I don't think he really believed in it, but that's what he did. People approved of that well enough, but the question is, one, will he do it? And two, will he give credit to the people who he blatantly mugged to get all those ideas?
Right, exactly. Well, we know he's not been one, share the glory. It is about him, and if he can plagiarize, he's had a history of that. But and this is the other takeaway that people had, is that it was all suit and no substance. And this has been a man whose career for 50 years, he's been coddled. He's had staff that would read all his information and the bills and everything, and at the end of 50 years of being taken care of and having everything spoon-fed to you, it leaves you empty. And that's the sad thing. For here's somebody who's been in government for 50 years that you would hope by now that he would have some substance. I mean, we have a guy like Donald Trump, who is a short-term politician who comes across with more gravitas and understanding than somebody who has been a career politician by comparison for 50 years. My assessment.
Well, I think that part of the reason for that is that in the world outside the Beltway, and I see this a lot in Louisville versus Chicago, you can say things that are real. Like in normal conversation on a basketball court or a golf course, most people would acknowledge that illegal immigrants don't have a claim on the country, or more good cops reduce crime, or single motherhood, they work hard, it's not ideal. But there really are these taboos in kind of upper middle class big city life against saying a lot of this stuff. So Trump came from the business world, made a billion there, and just said some things that were crude but pretty obvious, and that was the appeal of Trump. Career politicians in general tend to be sanitized away from saying anything that's brilliant or original. I mean, like, I'm doing pretty well, and I write my own speeches. Someone at that congressional or senatorial level, Biden's got a team of, I think, 12 that drafts his.
Yeah.
So every word is polished. It's made more mundane. And, I mean, again, my solution to this is just term limits. I mean, when people say...
Yeah, got to leave it right there. Dr. Wilfred Riley, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains, and she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi.